So people will often ask us, well, why do we come out into these places? Why do we come out to the parks and events and stand outside peacefully outside churches? Because Jesus said, broad is the road to destruction. Narrow is the path to eternal life. That word narrow, straight, it means few there be that find it. That word few in Matthew 7 means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life, neighbors. This includes the churchgoers. If you just attend a church system and you're not transformed in your heart and mind, and you're not living for Jesus Christ every day, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Jesus didn't die so we could live a worldly life, neighbor. Jesus died to set us free from sin. Jesus died to call us out into righteousness, goodness, truth, and holiness. Are you seeking righteousness, holiness, and truth today? What are you seeking today, neighbor? Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Christ is a glorious Savior, but he's coming back in flaming fire. He's going to judge and destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Will that be you? If you obey the gospel, you come out of the world. If you obey the gospel, you come out of the false church systems. If you obey the gospel, you follow God's word in spirit and truth. Truth, without which you're not going to find eternal life, because truth sanctifies us. John 17, 17. Jesus is the truth. The Spirit is the truth. Spirit of truth. John 16. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Test yourself, sir. No one comes to the Father but by me. The culture and the churches are lying. They're not telling the truth, sir. They become a business and they're merged with the world. You must come out of the world and seek Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, neighbor. Loving you with a pure love, obeying God, preaching the gospel today. Gospel, good news. Are you on the path to eternal life, neighbors? Are you just wandering through this life, entertaining yourself? Are you wandering, sir? What's going to happen on your last breath, sir? Would you like to share that with me? See, people of God don't wander. They're directed by the Holy Spirit. If you wander, you're in the dark, sir. You're going to be lost. We don't want you to be lost, sir. Turn and repent, neighbors. Repentance. Change your mind. Change your ways. We'll go through the gospel as we walk through this park. Faith in this glorious Savior, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. To believe in Jesus. Test yourself, sir. The churches and the culture are not telling the truth. You must come out of the world to follow Jesus. You have to come out of the world. Faith in Jesus is not just believing on him. I have a question. If your house was on fire and Jesus said, get a fire extinguisher and put it out. If you believed Jesus, what would you do? You'd get a fire extinguisher and you'd put your house out. What will you believe of Jesus when he says, repent, obey, lose your life, come out of the world, come out of every false religion and every false way? Will you believe Jesus enough to do that, neighbor? Believing Jesus means obeying him and seeking the kingdom of God. Is that okay? You're wasting your time sharing the gospel with us? Why, sir? Yeah. Why would you do that? John 13 says we're supposed to love each other. You're here to watch art, not talk about the gospel. That's the world I said you have to come out of. That worldly mindset you must repent and come out of, sir. Repent and come out of that worldly mindset. So the man told me, how do I know that he hasn't come out of the world? How did I know? I asked him the gospel, and what did he say, brother? I'll be wasting my time because I got to go look at art. Does that tell you he still has a worldly mindset?
He cares more about the corruptible than the
incorruptible. Amen, amen. Go ahead, brother. Walk through and preach.
So true, so true.
Sir, your hat says Jesus. Do you know the biblical gospel? Would you share it with me? Could you share it with me?
Blood of Christ saves us.
Okay.
Everything under the blood.
Okay, amen. Jesus Christ.
Fully
man. Take gospel card. Test yourself. Fully man, I'll trade you. Fully man, fully God, right? Jesus comes into the world, said he came to seek and save the lost, right? So I have a question. So he died, shed his blood to cleanse us of our sin, and he rose again to defeat death. You and I are old men. Death's coming for us. Death's coming for everybody.
Everybody.
But I have a question. This is really critical. How do you apply that to your life? See, you can't get salvation without applying what Jesus did. That's the gospel. That's the good news. John 3 says, whosoever can come. How do you come?
How do I come?
How does anyone come? A man
faith.
In the gutter. How does he come to Christ?
I have that faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, what he has done for me.
We're doing today.
And we've accepted.
I believe in that. I have my faith in Jesus.
Okay, and that's it. So just, you would just tell a man in the gutter to just believe on what Jesus did.
We're saved. We're saved.
Because good works don't save
you. Yeah. So
they're not going to save
you. I have a question.
You.
Can I ask you a question? Do you believe the word of God is true?
Yep, I believe we're all sinners.
Do you know what the first ministry words of Jesus Christ were? As you think about it.
I'm trying to think of
the very first ministry word.
The very first, I can't think of
repent. Lest you all perish. So do we have to repent?
Sure.
So what is so now we're adding to it. This is how we're applying it. We're not adding to Jesus, but we're applying him to our life. What's repentance, sir?
Repentance is being sorry for all the sins you've done.
Okay.
Everything, you know, whether bad thoughts about why I don't like that person.
Yep.
Any of those kind of
things. Is it feeling bad or is it also changing your mind and turning from it?
You gotta turn from it.
So by faith, so faith has an action. It's repentance and you're turning from it. We actually have to come out of the world because the world is Satan's kingdom.
Yes.
And the world is sports, politics, entertainment. I'm going to throw churchianity in there, the church systems. I just lovingly rebuke the Jehovah's Witnesses sitting out there. They teach a false gospel, but in love.
False Bible.
But yeah, they do. Bible. You're right. Amen, sir. But in love, so the Catholics, the Evangelicals, the Baptists, the Mormons, the Anabaptists, they're all teaching false ways as well. So by repentance, then what must happen? What else must happen?
Well, you got to turn. You got to completely turn away.
You got to turn away. Yep, go the other way. And then what happens? What does God do?
Well, he forgives you.
Yeah. Jesus forgives you. It's all about Jesus.
Okay, see, I'm showing you in love. I'm showing you what your gospel lacks. It lacked repentance. What did Jesus say must happen to you to gain eternal life? He said, no man will see the kingdom of God unless he is. See, who's taught you?
Listen, you caught him on
Baptist. Yeah, see, the Baptist faith is failing you. Jesus said you must be born again.
You must be born again.
John 3. Right?
Yeah. We know
so if you're by faith, you repent and you're born again of the Spirit of God.
We're going to leave you.
You're going to leave me in the middle of the gospel? You don't even want to finish the gospel? You're going to let Eve sweep you away?
No.
It didn't turn out well for Adam when he let a woman sweep him away from the truth.
You keep preaching the gospel.
Sir, can I just tell you in love?
I'm an independent Baptist.
You're going to lose your soul if you don't come out of the independent Baptist church and come out of the world. What did Jesus tell us to do with our lives? By the way, after you're born again, holiness and obedience takes over your life and you endure to the end. That's the rest of the gospel. It's on that card. What did Jesus tell us to do with our lives? Luxury through an art fair or preach the gospel?
Preach the gospel.
What are you doing today?
Giving these cards.
But that's not the complete gospel. I just explained the complete gospel to you. Oh, ma'am, the truth of God?
That's
sir, your house isn't in order. You need to repent, sir. We love you. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be lifted up in praise today. Loving our neighbor with the truth of Jesus. Loving our neighbor with the truth of Jesus Christ. Asking you, neighbor. We hear these people all the time. Catholics, evangelical Baptists, they say they know the gospel. They don't know the gospel. A gospel that does not call you out of the world is not the biblical gospel. The gospel that does not call you to faith in the shed blood of Jesus and repentance and changing your ways and your mind is not the gospel. If you haven't come out of the world and tested the church systems, you're not walking in the biblical gospel, neighbors. You're probably being entertained on Sunday in some form of a churchianity. We call them goat farms. They're not the sheep of God. The church systems are not the sheep of God. They're following false religion that cannot save you. Jesus said in Mark 7, "Howbeit in vain you worship me, teaching the doctrines of men for the commandments of God. Don't worship God in vain, neighbor. Test yourself and come out of the world. The churches are lying to you. The popes, the priests, the pastors are lying to you. If your life is worldly and you haven't surrendered everything for the cause of Christ, you have a false gospel that will not save you. Matthew 10, Jesus said, lose your life to find it. Have you lost your life, neighbors, completely? Have you submitted yourself in humble meekness to the word of God, and it applies to every area of your life? Has that happened to you, neighbor? What did you get up for this morning? This is a good question to ask our American neighbors. Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you didn't get up to love and obey God today, but you got up for the art fair, you got up for next day going to Sunday church, that's false. The next day going to work and making mammon, and that's your goal. Nothing wrong with work. But if God's not your desire every day, actually that's idolatry. Paul says no idolaters will inherit the kingdom of God, neighbors. We don't want our neighbors to be idolaters. We don't want our neighbors to be deceived by false Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11:4 talks about false Jesus, false spirits, false gospels. That's what's gone out in the world. I love to preach this. Yeshua means salvation. Yeshua means salvation. You can't find salvation living like the world, neighbor. You can't find salvation in the church systems in America. You can't find salvation in any other name. There's only one name under heaven by which men must be saved. But here's the problem. The American church system has corrupted the gospel. They've changed it from the truth to a lie. The American church system has watered down the gospel. Jesus said the road is narrow and few there be. But pastors make it a broad road to salvation. Pastors make it easy to believe. The Bible talks about these false pastors. There's a judgment and a wrath coming for them. We don't want our neighbors to suffer that judgment and that wrath. It's why we go into the world. It's why we go to preach the gospel. It's why we go and lift up Jesus Christ, the true biblical Savior, the one who shed his blood and died and made a way for you. And if your heart's been transformed by the gospel, if your heart's been transformed by the gospel, you live it, follow it, obey it, walk in his word, walk in his ways. Faith life is an active life. There's a lot of doing. There's a lot of verbs. Do, strive, believe, repent, seek, be diligent, humble yourself, be meek. All of these things God requires. When you're born of his spirit, it comes natural. When you're born of God's spirit, you don't want the things of the world anymore. Church attendance is not going to save you, neighbor. You need a transformed heart. You need a renewing of your mind so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. What's the will of God for your life, neighbor? That you repent and come out of the world and stop living for yourself. Stop living like the culture. That's the will of God for your life, neighbor. Turn and repent. Change your mind, change your ways. Become a child of God, of the Most High Living King. King of kings, Lord of lords. He's worthy to be lifted up and worthy to be praised.
they are telling the truth, the one that we go to.
The Lord is telling the truth. His word is telling the truth. There's, I don't know of one church system in America that tells the full truth, because what they've done is they've turned it into a business. They've watered down the message to fill up the pews. They've made a pastor a profession rather than a service to God and people. The shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection calls you to repentance. Repentance is and faith in him, and repentance is a change of our mind and our ways. Most people, I just talked to a Baptist man, most people think you just believe on Jesus and you're good to go. The Bible says repent and turn from your ways. So you feel bad and then you turn from your ways. Well, what ways must we turn from? A lot of people think, well, you know, homosexuality is a sin, murder is a sin, drunkenness is a sin, adultery is a sin, and they're all sins. But God calls us to actually lose our life, to come out of the world. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And so if you're following the world's ways and you're following church system ways, no matter what church system it is, they're all created by man, you're not following Christ. So by faith, repentance, and we're willing to come out of the world and lose our lives for Christ and come out of all of our sin and test all things, we can be born again. And when you're born again, it's kind of like a covenant of marriage. When you're born again, you actually work together. You love each other. You work at it every day. You're diligent. You endure in it. Well, that's what we do in the blood covenant with Jesus Christ. We're working with him. We don't work our way to heaven. We need his perfect righteousness. But we must work with him. He's doing a work in us. We're made for good works, Ephesians 2:10. Titus 2 says, be zealous for good works. And so the problem with the American church system is they think you go to church on Sunday, do a religious service, and then you're good with God, and they go back and they turn on Netflix, football, they come and do festivals and food and frivolity, and they're not seeking the kingdom of God. The fruit that you're born of God is not church attendance, water baptism, which we teach water baptism. The fruit that you're born of God is over the time you've been born again, you test everything to the scriptures, including your church system, your life, and you begin to remove. My young brother had to do this. He's newer to the faith than I am. He had to do this. He had to test everything he's ever been taught in the Lutheran faith or any other faith. And whatever didn't match God's word, guess what happened? We threw it out. He threw it out. I did that many years ago. And what happens is when you do that, you know what happens your whole entire life? It's like when you're married. This is your wife, right? And when you got married, your whole life changed. When you truly are born again, your whole life changes and you become hungry for righteousness, goodness, and truth.
Yeah, it was actually like probably a year before that, before we got married, is when my life changed.
There you go. You got committed, engaged. Yeah. You started planning.
When I saw, I was out in the ocean, completely dark. We were off Vietnam, so it's all dark. And I saw the stars that night. One night that I went out and looked at the stars, horizon to horizon. No trees, no mountains, no light. And it was amazing. And I said, Lord God, this is just absolutely amazing. I have never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And the verse came to me, you'll love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might.
Yes, Matthew 22. Said, great command.
I said, how do I do that when you're up there? And it was several years later, dating my wife, that her pastor was saying, but you have to repent. Turn from your sin.
Yep.
And you repent. And I did that. And it was a marvelous, marvelous.
Did you know, though, repentance is not just a one-time thing. It's an all-the-time thing. So I have a question. Are you... So by faith in the shed blood, I want to complete that gospel. You repent. You're born again. The fruit you're born again is you're rooting out all sin and false doctrine. You're following Christ. And then the Bible says you must endure. You got to endure in your marriage. There's these people that teach you once you come to Jesus, you're saved no matter what. Nothing can happen. That's not true. You can ruin your marriage. You can ruin your covenant with God. Okay? And so you must endure to the end. But I have a question. Are you involved in a church system? Okay, can I ask which one?
We are right now, we belong to the Wesleyan Church.
Wesleyan. You idiots out here.
The Wesleyan Church?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Who started the Wesleyan Church? John Wesley. So in love, I know about the Wesleyan Church. They keep a bunch of evangelical false ways, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Jesus didn't even die on Good Friday. I like to tell people that. He died Wednesday, rose Saturday. 3 days, three nights, he's in the grave. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. And in Revelation 22, brother, what does it say about practicing loving a lie?
Yeah, Revelation 22, 15, he that loves or makes a lie won't enter into the kingdom of God.
So the Wesleyan Church is going to fail you. If you truly are seeking truth, I don't know how many years it's been, you'll look and you'll go, Jesus told me in Mark 7, if I keep false man-made religion, my worship is in vain.
Thank you.
Christmas, the pagan holidays, the whole church system. Did you know, sir, God did away with the building system? We're now the building. Yeah, God did away with Sunday. First of all, Sunday was never the Lord's Day. That's a Roman Catholic doctrine. It's not the Lord's Day. The Bible doesn't teach it anywhere. It's not. Saturday, we're not Sabbatarians. Saturday was the Sabbath rest. But because Jesus rose on Saturday, he's now our Sabbath rest. Hebrews tells us that. The book of Hebrews tells us that. So what I would do is I would lovingly challenge you. You're an old man like me. We don't have much time left. I would challenge you to go back and test that Wesleyan faith. And I believe that faith that is false, if you keep doing it, Hebrews 10:26 says, if we keep doing willful sin, sin that we know is wrong, we keep doing it. There's no sacrifice for it. It's on you. It's like that water bottle. If that's your sin and you hold on to it, Jesus is not cleansing you of that. You're going to go down in your grave and to hell with that sin. You need to repent of all those sins and say, Lord, forgive me. All these years I've been practicing the Wesleyan faith and pagan holidays, and I'm still like the world. Can I help you in love? You have a Vietnam hat on. You're a Vietnam vet. Did Jesus ordain those types of war and killing for his people? Okay. Now, I don't know what you did in Vietnam, but I would ask you, this is your temple. God actually dressed us. He showed us how to dress. We have articles on all this on our teaching line. I gave you a gospel card, right? Yeah, at don'tperish.com, we got lots of articles that would edify you. But to promote war and killing, that was not a godly, just war, was it? To promote that, is that God-honoring, sir?
The war?
To promote it on your temple. Is that God-honoring?
God-honoring. I don't know. No, that is not really.
Well, why are you doing it then? Aren't we supposed to honor God with all of our life?
Yeah. It gives me friends that I can talk to and share with a bit.
Who do we serve first? You just quoted Matthew 22. Love the Lord thy God first. Yeah. So that hat should go lovingly in the garbage can. Because our heads are supposed to be uncovered anyway when we talk about God and preach. That's like honor. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us, you notice my wife covers her head? The Bible teaches that in 1 Corinthians 11. Wesley taught that. They don't do it today. Why not, sir? Feminized.
Change of customs. The only way I can say
it. God's word doesn't change, does it?
His word is always.
It's in 1 Corinthians 11. They've been feminized. So there you go. Wesleyans are feminized. I'm glad I met you today. You've been very gracious, and your wife just kind of walked away. She's not pulling on your arm. I talked to a lot of men. Oh, okay. Okay. That helps. I get a lot of men, they're talking to me, and their wife's pulling away like an Eve situation, pulling Adam away from the truth. But I would encourage you, go much deeper, because judgment day is going to come, and now you know. Ready? You have no cloak for your sin. You know about that. You know about Wesley's false ways. He was a mystic, by the way. He believed in mysticism and a lot of false ways. He actually was very close to the Roman Catholic Church and not far from it. He was into a lot of mysticism and things like that. John Wesley was not a biblical man. He was evangelical. But now that you know these things, on judgment day, God's going to say, you knew it. Did you go to the Word? Did you obey? Because Christ made the way, Hebrews 5:9, for those who obey. Great talking to you. Test yourself, sir. Go deep. Go much deep. Come out of the world. Come out of the Wesleyan Church. Glorify God always. So that was interesting. I'm talking to an older man. And we're talking to an older man, and he definitely knew that his church system was false, and he's walking around with a Vietnam hat on. You heard me talk about him. And so, yeah, he's definitely got some things to think about now so that he can go and somebody was backing up a golf cart here. I was distracted. He definitely can go and think about all these things that I told him, that he has to turn and repent and come out of the world, and he has to seek Christ in spirit and in truth. The churches are not telling the truth. Test yourself, sir, to the Word of God. I'm handing out gospel cards as I talk. So that was awesome. That was kind of a God-appointed moment there, talking to that older man like me and him realizing, yeah, there's things that he is not taking serious in
the word of God. So that's why we're here. That's why we go and we do it. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for letting us do this. Yeah.